What happens when you speak words of healing and health? Can your words really change your body and bring healing? Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons as they continue with 10 Days of Healing.
Hello, everyone. We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It is good to see you today, and it's good to see you, too.
Well, it's very good to see you, Mr. Pearsons.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, because you're Kenneth Copeland's daughter.
Shh.
Should I not tell anybody? I've been married to this one for a long time. As a matter of fact,
and you've lived to tell it.
Yeah, we just celebrated an anniversary not too long ago, and I found this
34.
Card. 34. 34 years married together,
and to each other.
And this card, I was walking through a room the other day, and I saw this card that I gave you, and listen, I want to read this card to you because this was really this is about us.
I think they could add violins.
Could. I bet they could.
Okay.
There comes a time when you both realize that no one is perfect, no one is right all the time, and no one is truly a genius except for her. Happy anniversary. We are.
You know what I want to say about you is you caught on to that really quick. It didn't take you a lot of years. You caught on to that.
Maybe we should do a week of broadcast just on that, shouldn't we?
Maybe we should just move along on this one.
Moving right along. This is day 9 of 10 Days of Healing. The Lord put it in our hearts to take time during these 2 weeks to help minister the word of healing to you, to your family, to your friends. And so we've been talking over these last 9 days about the power of God to heal and really what it takes in walking by faith, believing God, believing His Word, in how to receive that healing, how to walk in a higher degree of the healing power of God, and how to walk in a place of divine health. Divine health is health all the time. And that's what we're pressing into.
That's good.
That's what we're believing God for. Yesterday, we began this 2-part series on the language of health. You and I have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And in the kingdom of God's dear Son, there is a language that we speak. We must realize the power of our words. And yesterday, Terry, I shared a story that happened to me not too long ago about going to the dentist's office. I was waiting in the reception area, and a man came out, obviously had just had some work done. And he was talking to the receptionist, and I was just kind of half listening. It was a Monday. I had a big day on Sunday in church. It was Monday, and I was just kind of sitting there, and I was reading my Bible. And he said to her, bad things happen in your body when you become 60 years old, because obviously they were having to do a lot of work. And that set off an alarm in my spirit. And I made a renewed commitment to the Lord right there and right then that I am going to do better at confessing the word of God of healing over my body and over my life. And I took dominion over my body and dominion over my health and just made that determination. We don't have to live that way. We don't have to live that way. We don't have to be saying those things to ourselves. Unfortunately, that man was decreeing over himself the end result. And what that does when you speak those kinds of words over yourself, you are giving license to the forces of evil to begin to work on the inside of your body. And that is not the way of the kingdom of God. And we must learn how to speak this language of faith because it's a language that God's given to us to be able to live out our days on this earth with health, good health, and to live in that place of divine health. And so we talked about that yesterday, and then a little bit, why don't you summarize what we talked about concerning the power of our words yesterday?
Well, we don't have to live the way the world goes. It's a negative stream. It has a very short rise in life, you know. In fact, they start talking once you hit 30, they start talking you on your way down.
Yeah.
But you said make the determination to not live that way. Mm-hmm. But on what authority can you make that determination? You know, just deciding you're not going to go that way, I mean, it's a help, actually. There are people that just make up their mind, I'm not going that direction.
Right.
And it helps. It's certainly better than deciding that you are just going to go with the flow. But we have a basis and an authority from God that tells us not only do we not have to go that direction, but tells us how to not go that direction.
Right.
And it starts with a decision, but it's not just the decision. If you make a decision and add no action to it, that's really nothing more than a glorified wish. You know, I am not dying young. I'm not going to go that direction. But if you don't take the foundation of the Word of God and how He says to not go that direction, then really you may be just fooling yourself. So we want to see how the God system works.
Yeah.
How does it work? And there's a very foundational, scriptural foundation for how the kingdom and the system, the spiritual system of God works. And it works positively, it works negatively, it works this way. Now the devil comes in and he tries to make it insignificant in our thinking. Makes it seem unimportant, seem silly. Why? Because then he can influence you the way he wants you to go, the way he wants you, your life to turn out, to wind up. Matthew 12, we read yesterday in verses 34 through 37, but I just want to point out 37 today. And Jesus said, by your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Well, that pretty well lines out the two kingdom operations.
Yeah.
Your words are going to determine which kingdom you're walking in. Which kingdom are you following? Which order of which kingdom? But both of them are directed by your words. You know, you come out of the kingdom of darkness by the simple words, I believe Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you out
That's
of
right.
eternal darkness
right.
into life. And that same word principle happens, and it works itself out in our lives in everything.
Yeah.
Whatever's in your heart in abundance that you say, that's what you're going to have. And because the negative world, it goes in such a negative stream, we have to on purpose, consciously change our words, get out of that stream, renew our minds, and put the language of health in our mouths. Mark 11, 23, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he believes. No, whatsoever
he says. Yeah.
If you want it to be the way you believe, you're going to have to say it the way you believe,
mm-hmm.
and not any other way. You can't say the Word of God and then say things that are contrary to the Word of God and things that don't line up with the Word of God. So, George, you did a marvelous job on these outlines. He's Mr. Organized around our household, but he put together this list of scriptures and proverbs that really further solidify this words and health
connection.
And people say, oh, it doesn't really matter that much. You know what I mean. I say it scared me to death. I didn't really mean that. But your heart is going to follow after what you say. And you really do believe it. Maybe you don't believe you're going to drop dead at that moment, but you are taking yourself, you're ordering your steps on a path of death. So then when death does come, and when it does knock on your door, whether it's a sickness or disease when you're 28 or when you're 68 or 78, especially when you're 70 or 80 years old, you say, oh, well, that's just the way it goes. Well, it is now because you put yourself on that, what James calls the course of nature, on a path.
Right.
And James says, boy, you just yield your tongue, it'll set that course of nature on fire from hell.
Terry, it's very sobering to think the power of our words and how they direct and control our lives. I'm thinking about a pilot that was killed in a helicopter accident. And this man was just a fine husband, a father, and
evidently a Christian man.
A Christian man. And I just thought to myself, Lord, what happened here? What took place in his life? And so, through a set of circumstances, I happened to go to the funeral of this man. He was in the police department. And so I went to this church and I sat way, way, way up in the back. And I was listening to each person that would talk about his life and talk about him. And something was just stirring on the inside of me about just listening to what was being said. And Terry, I found out what happened. I found out what happened. And it came from a mouth of a friend of his, and he was talking, eulogizing him and talking about how this man would say over and over and over again, when I go, I'm going to go flying.
You mean when I die?
When I die, I'm going to die flying. He said, and he was using it in context of the fact that this man just loved flying so much. It was his life. It was his passion. And he said it over and over and over again. When I die, I'm going to die flying.
Now, no doubt, George, that was that was probably not the only thing that he said that moved his life course in that direction. But on the other side, there probably were a lot of things he wasn't saying to keep him off that life course.
Right.
You know, with long life, he satisfies
sure.
me and shows
sure.
me his salvation. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'll live out the number of my days of 120 years. You know, and that my body's healed and whole and well, and that the same spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, and he quickens and makes
That's right.
life to my
That's
mortal
right.
body. Probably, don't
yep.
know, but probably there wasn't an abundance of that type of thing
yeah.
coming out of his mouth, and who knows what else he was saying and what other people were saying about him. So the devil just found an opportunity to bring that to pass.
It was a setup.
Mechanical failure in
yeah.
an aircraft
yeah.
or what pilot error, whatever happened, the course of nature was set to bring that to come to pass.
When you talk about the course of nature, of course, you're talking about James chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow
oh,
when we
good.
Talk about bridling
Didn't
the
mean
tongue.
To jump ahead.
No, that's
Sorry.
Quite all right. You can change today. You can change what you're saying today. You can jump right in the middle of whatever is going on in your body and begin to take the Word of God and speak that Word over your life. Words are God's method of operation in the earth. And we don't have a choice by whether or not we live by words. We have a choice of what words we live by. And there's a connection, Terry, between words and health that are laid out in the book of Proverbs. Now, these notes, all of these notes that we're teaching on are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the homepage and click on to Pastor's Notes, and you can download these. And that's why there's so many scriptures we can't get to. But let's look at some of these. The word health connection in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs really does set a pattern for this. And we're just going to quote some of these to you. In Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Now, that well there, the word well in the Hebrew means a spring or a purification. I like that. It's a source of life. So the mouth of the righteous is a source of life. In other words, the words that we speak become a source of life to us. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and active and energizing, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it has healing in it. God sent His Word to heal His people. A couple of translations of this scripture, the words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. And then this other one, the mouth of the just is a vein of life, V-I-E-N, or V-E-I-N rather, a vein of life. And so, Terry, read the next one for us.
Well, Proverbs, there's so many here, maybe we could zip through them.
Okay.
Proverbs 12:14, a man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. From the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise is health. Amplified, the tongue of the wise brings healing. You know, we read a verse yesterday, Proverbs 10:14, the mouth of a fool invites ruin. Well, what's a fool? A fool says in his heart, there is no God. A fool would say in his heart, well, it doesn't really mean that. Yeah. It's not really like that. Yeah. That's just speaking symbolically or figuratively. Yeah, and you die young thinking that way. You bring destruction. You bring death. You bring, you know, you say to your kids, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. Well, that's what you bring. You are calling that into their life. Bless their hearts, there ought to be laws against that as child abuse.
That's right. That's
an innocent child to have some parent bringing curses on their head. You'll never amount to anything. You're stupid and so forth. Boy, that just brings trouble into your own household. You've got the next ones there?
This one, Proverbs 13:3, he that keeps his mouth keeps his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. A couple of translations, those that control their tongue will have a long life. Boy, this is pretty obvious, isn't it?
I know. He that opens wide his lips, what does that mean? You just let anything fly. Anything that comes to your mind because you think it's cute or funny or clever, or you don't take the time to discipline what's going from here to here. And the whole key is to put abundance in here so that that's what comes to here.
That's right.
And then really to get it into your heart to such a place that it comes out of your mouth even before your head has a chance to think about it.
That's right. Another one says, he who guards his lips guards his life. Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Now, the Amplified translation is the one that really expounds that. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Can you see the pattern that's being set here between words and health? Read another one there, Terry.
Well, as long as I can get to that last one, that's
okay,
what I'm
we'll
excited
get there
about.
As quick as we can.
All right. Proverbs 18:20-21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You say the last part.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Wow.
Well, just say, law, pause and think about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So read that one there, that
all
last
right, this
one
This is
you
the
have.
One I think that sums it all up and proves the point. John 1:14, the Word of God became flesh. Who's that? Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the living Word. He is the Word. Well, that's not just a nice idea. The Word, the Old Testament Word, all those words manifest and became flesh and was born in Bethlehem. That Word of God will still become flesh.
That's right.
It'll become a new heart. It'll become new eyes. It'll become a healed and well pancreas, a well kidney, a well ears, well functions, well skin, well bones, well muscles. The Word becomes flesh.
Yes.
Healed flesh.
Yes.
And I think this testimony we're going to watch right now is evidence of what happens when the Word is in
the word,
abundance.
The Word literally became flesh.
In Him.
In Him.
Yep. And it overrode what the devil had tried to do.
This is really something. Take a look at this, and Terry and I will be right back, and we will pray the prayer of faith with you. We'll be right back.
I'm Louis LaRose. Right now I am a pastor in Kitimat, BC, but years ago I was working for the aluminum smelter and I was unloading a cylinder of chlorine from the truck that had six chlorine cylinders on. Each chlorine cylinder has 2,000 pounds of chlorine in it. And as I was unloading the first cylinder, the tips of my forks dragged the second cylinder off and it hit the ground and burst open. So immediately my forklift was full of this chlorine gas. I inhaled quite a bit of that stuff, which should have killed me, but I was able to get off the forklift, run through the cloud of gas, and the truck driver and another fella got me in a truck, took me to first aid, And from there, I was transported to the Kitimat Hospital. In the hospital, I was feeling sorry for myself, gasping for air, and praying the misery prayer. Oh, I wish so-and-so was here to pray for me. I wish my wife is here. I wish this, I wish that. And just as clear as me talking to you, I heard Jesus say, "What about me? I'm here." And I said, "Lord, I'm sure glad you are." And right then, all of the healing scriptures that I had on the inside, which I learned how to do from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, started coming to the surface. I am the Lord that heals thee. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The upshot of it was, I was released from hospital the next day. The fella in the truck that took me to the hospital ended up in the hospital from the chlorine that was coming off my clothes. That's how toxic this stuff is. And I had the full hundreds of pounds of green gas right there in my forklift. They kept an eye on me for a year because no one had ever lived through this thing before. At the end of a year, they gave me a lung function test and just the air capacity of my lungs for my body size and weight was 110%. The x-ray, which I was sure would show the scars from having had pneumonia a few years before, even the scars were gone. My lungs were totally clear. And it was just a miracle of the Lord. So if I didn't have that word on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit would have had nothing to work with. I would have died and people would have said, oh, it was God's time to pull him home, which isn't true. If you have the word in, you have something for the Holy Spirit to work with, then he did, and I'm glad he did. Praise the Lord.
Now, did you notice how the Word of God that was in Pastor LaRose's heart, that even when he wasn't really thinking about the Word, he had put it in his heart so much that it forced its way out of his mouth and into his faith, and what happened? He received. Yeah. You know, you might be saying, well, I'm not sick, but I want to read this to you. If your mouth will feed your heart faith when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth faith when you do need it. If your mouth will feed your heart faith when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth faith when you do need it. Pastor, pray.
Let's pray. Put your hand on your body right now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over our partners and friends and all of those watching all over the world and believe that the healing power of God is working on the inside of them right now. And Lord, we come into agreement with Your Word. Your Word is alive in us. Your healing power is flowing in us. And by Jesus' stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. We'll be right back with you.
He sent His Word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By His wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for His people to be healthy. According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so His will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the Word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
This 10-day spiritual action plan will help you accomplish what needs to be done in your body. I was just looking at it, and I see here the scripture cards. These are confessions that you can make, words that you can speak. Brother Copeland has the healing scriptures here that you can listen to. It is a truly, as I said, a comprehensive package for you to be able to take whatever amount of time, 10 days or 10 months, to build the word of healing into your body. Praise God for this. I'm
we
so thankful for these.
We played a scripture tape for our CD for our children. Mm-hmm. When they would, we put it on when they would go to bed at night and listen to the word over and over. And there are scriptures that I know they can quote now just because they heard him saying those words over and over.
Exactly. Exactly. Praise God. There's great things also on KCM.org, isn't there?
You know, we just, everything we can think of to get the word to you. And that includes our online resources. You can go to KCM.org, and my goodness, there you can watch the broadcast, you can read the BVOB, you can find articles, you can find out about our itinerary for all the different couple of ministry outreaches and where we are all around the world. You've heard of Where's Waldo? Well, you can find out where's Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland and all the rest of us. We're everywhere. And so that online presence is a way that you can just resource, find out more and more. You're not alone. If you've got a computer, you can log on to KCM.org. And then also you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter and follow us along those lines and express things there on Facebook and share it with your friends. Praise the Lord. We're just doing everything we can to get the word to you. George, we have one more day tomorrow.
One more day. Be sure to watch, and we're going to learn how to take authority over our body. This is Pastors George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free brochure, You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free brochure in hard copy or electronic download. For hard copy, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Take the first step toward a life of divine health. Request You Are Healed by Gloria Copeland today.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th, with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.